many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John chapter 4, the verses 7 to 12. 1 John 4, 7 to 12. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. My theme for reflection is when love shows up. When love shows up. When I was a child, I believed that superheroes lived in the clouds. Capes, masks, and lightning speed were the tools of their trade. They fought evil by swooping down and saving the day. It was a comforting fantasy until life grew more complex, and I realized that real love, the kind that saves and sustains, does not always come in grand gestures or dazzling entrances. Sometimes love just shows up quietly, sacrificially, again and again. This is the kind of love 1 John 4, 7 to 12 wants us to see and live. The passage begins with a bold claim. Love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. This is not a sweet sentiment or an inspirational Instagram quote. It is a theological revolution. The author is not simply calling us to love more. He is telling us that love is the evidence that we truly know God. That means love is not optional or decorative or reserved for the saints. Love is foundational. And not just any love. This love has a source and a shape. It flows from God and looks like Jesus. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, writes the author, that God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. The Gospel of John said it one way, God so loved the world. John 3:16. The first letter of John says it another way, God's love is not mere emotion, it is an embodied act. It is a son sent, a life offered, a world embraced. Here the problem is not just that people struggle to love. It is that people misunderstand what love is. In the Greco-Roman world, love was often viewed as a philosophical ideal. In our modern world, love is usually equated with romance or tolerance. But for John, love is neither vague nor passive. Love is God acting in history, in flesh, and on a cross. And now, God calls us to act likewise. That is where the challenge comes in. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. There is the logic. If this kind of costly, initiating, redeeming love has come to us, it must go through us. Love is not a private virtue, it is a public witness. It is not just an emotion we feel, it is a truth we live. As theologian Miroslav Volf has said, the love of God is not a flat line, it is a cruciform shaped by the cross and revealed in self-giving. If we say we love God but refuse to love our neighbor, especially the one who offends us, hurts us, or differs from us, we betray the truth of that love. For John, love for God and love for others are not two commands, but one expression. And here is the wonder. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God abides in us and his love is perfected in us. God, unseen, becomes visible in the love we show. Every gesture of mercy, every act of forgiveness, every costly kindness, it is not just about us being good people, it is God dwelling in us and making himself known. So what does this mean for us today, or for today's world? A world jaded by hatred, fractured by divisions, and cautious of belief. It means that the church's most persuasive apologetic is not debate, but love. Not perfect people, but people made perfect in love. If we, the church, show up in the world with the same kind of love that first showed up for us, we will become signs and sacraments of a God who still moves toward his children, and he does so with open arms. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where in your life is it most difficult to love right now? And what would it look like to let God love through you in that place? Number two, are there people or situations you have withheld love from because they seemed undeserving? How does God's love for you challenge that response? And now our practical exercise. Today, take one tangible action of love towards someone difficult to love. Write a note, offer a small gift, make peace, or serve them anonymously. Do it not for credit, but as a reflection of the love that was first shown to you. Loving Father, you showed up in our world not with condemnation, but with compassion. Not with indifference, but with incarnation. Help us now to embody that same love, to abide in it, and to extend it. Where there is fear, let your perfect love cast it out. Where there is division, let your love be the bridge. Teach us not only to believe in your love, but to become its living proof. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.